always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. For a second day, Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell answered questions at the prison where she's serving time for sex trafficking. CBS's Scott McFarland.
She was happy to speak with the Deputy U.S. Attorney General and unburden herself of whatever other materials she wants to share. But it's a rather large caveat here. She has a history of being untruthful.
Much of the U.S. is in the grips of a heat wave, and meteorologist David Parkinson adds,
the heat seems to rebuild as we head into early next week, with close to 200 million Americans dealing with above 90 degree temperatures.
Texas state lawmakers are traveling to California and Illinois for help. Congressional districts are being redrawn in Texas, which could favor Republicans, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
We help educate the voters about what's happening, and also, importantly, stand up against this thwarting of democracy.
CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday he would not be running for a third term, and already candidates are throwing their hats in the ring. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The big question was who would enter the Democratic primary. As Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez posted this video this morning.
I've been an ER nurse, public health expert, and a small business owner. I'm used to being on my feet and getting right to the point. So let's go. First, I have an announcement. I'm running for governor.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said in a statement he'll enter the race in the weeks ahead. This will be Wisconsin's first gubernatorial election without an incumbent in 16 years. The list of potential contenders includes some of the state's highest-ranking Democrats, Attorney General Josh Call and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Locally, Madison State Senator Kelda Royce may be on the shortlist. Here's what she told Civic Media's Sholly Pittman.
You know, very flattered and appreciate all the folks who are reaching out to me and urging me to run for governor. It's certainly something that I'm seriously considering. But what I can say for sure is that I am going to continue spending the next year and a half traveling around the state, talking with voters, and doing everything in my power to make sure that we have a Democratic governor and a Democratic legislature in 2026.
And also over in Milwaukee, Mayor Cavalier Johnson may be considering a run, too.
The Wisconsin Public Service Commission is sharing helpful tips with residents on keeping their homes cool while also saving energy. With another stretch of hot weather rolling through the states, residents looking to stay cool and save money can take simple steps like keeping their blinds and curtains closed, unplugging electronics like their television when they're not being used, and making sure their air conditioner's filter is clean. Officials also remind you that it's illegal for utility companies to disconnect electrical services during a heat advisory. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A Brewers anniversary. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the Miami Marlins at American Family Field, where they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the opening of the ballpark. Food discount specials, special events planned for the fans. After the game, a home run derby featuring former players like Prince Fielder, Carlos Gomez, and Ryan Braun, the Brewers with the best record in baseball heading into this weekend series. Golf. The winner of the Wisconsin State Amateur Golf Championship is a teenager. 18-year-old Vince Siegel sank a birdie putt on the first playoff hole after shooting a 4-under 68 in the final round. NFL Packers training camp practices continue. How's it going so far?
Yesterday was pretty clean. I thought our guys did a good job of competing, but also taking care of one another, because ultimately we need everybody healthy for us to be at our best. By and large, our guys did a good job of competing, getting the work in, but also taking care of one another.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, we'll see a mostly cloudy sky, a little patchy fog out there, areas of smoke as well, a morning low in the lower 60s, a light southeast breeze. On Saturday, a few showers and storms, partly sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s. It's 78 at our studios.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to author Laura Bird, recommending books with a connection to nature, and Senator Tammy Baldwin on keeping rural drinking water clean in Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Schwabba.
That is true. Oh my God, what a way to start the show. Sounded like you want to Bonnie Tyler there. Could we do the whole thing over? Would that be crazy?
Yeah, okay, just a second.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay.
We don't have to do the whole thing.
Nightlight
if you don't
with
want.
Pete Schwabba,
I should just start talking.
Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
My boy, I'm going to sound like an Irish tenor when I come in. It's all right.
And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabba.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, that is how you do a double intro, Mr. Aaron Zomers. Thank you. Welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you here tonight, folks. It is a beautiful, I shouldn't say beautiful because the other night I got burned, but it is a gorgeous night, at least here in Madison. I hope it's lovely wherever you are across our state as we move through the evening. It's a Friday night. Be happy. Join the show. We're going to talk about some really fun stuff tonight. It's a Barman Friday night. Terry Barr is here. Is she here, Aaron Zomers?
I think so.
Sort of.
In a way.
We have a segment we're going to play with Terry Barr, our Barman Friday night, you're all familiar with, and she is bringing great tunes as usual. We will play that at 7:30. She will not be here live, but she dropped by yesterday, and we did it. So it's great stuff, and it's Dana Perry is her name, this musician that Terry is introducing us to tonight. You are not going to want to miss that. She's just really terrific. At 6:35, it's funny that you just did a redo, AZ, because we need a redo with our 6:35 guest tonight. Frank Anderson, folks, of Wisconsinology.com, was supposed to be on the show Wednesday. But when I was talking about the beautiful weather Wednesday night here in Madison, they were having horrible storms up in northeast Wisconsin. My own house lost power, and we had trouble keeping Frank on the line. He had some issues, technical issues, too. So we rescheduled him for tonight. He will be here at 6:35, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of fun stuff. He has a site called Wisconsinology.com, great Wisconsin stuff, weird stuff, historical stuff, famous stuff. Great stories about our state. It's a phenomenal website. Frank is also a director, producer, and musician. Very accomplished. I call him a showbiz renaissance man, and he is Appleton's own. So that's at 6:35. Aaron Zomers filling in for the K-Man, who is off. Well, Conrad was off last night, too, wasn't he?
I believe so.
We don't know what he's doing.
I don't.
I find that subpar. I need to know what Conrad is doing.
Maybe you can get him an ankle monitor or something.
Nightlight ankle monitor.
Yes, a branded one.
I love that. Conrad is off. He will be back Tuesday night. And Aaron Zomer is sitting in. Aaron typically produces the Todd Alba show here on Civic Media. So if you don't listen to that, you should. But I'm sure you already do. Todd does great work. And Aaron is right there doing great work with him. Is it very different? This show can't be that much different to produce because Todd talks politics and current events, but he's also pretty He likes to lighten up every once in a while, right?
Yes, definitely. I would say I've produced many shows at Civic Media over my time here, and I would say that yours and Todd's not too different from each other.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's always fun to be a guest on your show, too, and we've had Todd on. He does a phenomenal job every time he's on the show. So it's great to have you, buddy. Thank you for all you've done all week. We've been here all week, folks, in Madison, broadcasting from Civic Media headquarters overlooking State Street. And it's been a really fun week. And Aaron Zomers has delivered, as he always does, when I'm here. Thank you to Dom. Thank you, everybody, for making it work. Luke Mathers, Corey Hartman, Aaron Carreno, Sage Weil. Great stuff. Hey, we got a really fun question tonight. Should we get to that and then move on and talk about other stuff? Why don't we do that?
Yeah, let's open it up.
Let's get to the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite lake or body of water in Wisconsin? It's a fun one. We're known for our lakes. A lot of people don't realize this. Mostly in Minnesota, probably. But Wisconsin actually has many more lakes than Minnesota. Did you know that, Aaron?
I did, but from what I understand, it's because our definition of lake is more broad. And we accept smaller bodies of water than they do as lakes, I think.
Do you think that's like sort of spin from Minnesota?
It could be. It very well could be.
I'll tell you, the guy to ask is going to be here at 6:35, and that's why I kind of save this question for tonight. Frank Anderson knows all about Wisconsin, so we'll run that by Frank. That sounds plausible, what you just said, but as far as I know, we do have more lakes than Minnesota. We just don't brag about it. We don't have to put it on a license plate, as it were. So that is our question of the night, folks. What is your favorite Wisconsin lake or body of water? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app, very easy to use, or on the stream if you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or X. Let us know and be part of the show, and we'll read your text on the radio. Great fun. I'm going to say this is kind of a no-brainer for me because I grew up as a kid. I went up to the Three Lakes area to my grandma's cottage, and it was on a chain of lakes. There were 27 lakes in the chain, even though it was called Three Lakes. I've had that explained to me a few times and heard different things as to why it's called, reasons why it's called Three Lakes. But Big Stone Lake is mine just because I spent so much time running and catching frisbees off the pier. My whole childhood in the summer, that's all I remember, is being in Three Lakes on Big Stone Lake at my grandma's cottage. So I'm going to say Big Stone Lake in the Three Lakes area. That is my favorite body of water. I live very close to Green Bay, the body of water Green Bay, not the city, so I like that too. But in terms of being picturesque, I'm going to say Big Stone Lake and Three Lakes. What about you, Aaron? You got a favorite body of water?
I think I'm going to go with East Bearskin Lake, way up north in the Harshaw, Rhinelander type area. It's just one that I go fishing on with my dad a lot when we're up north. There's a few other ones in the area, Horsehead Lakes, Lake Catherine. A lot of good ones for fishing up there, but I know Bearskin is always fun because it has a lot of variety of shoreline.
Yeah.
Like some lakes you go fishing on, it's all about the same, but there's areas that are rockier, areas that are weedier. And so if you like to go and fish and want some variety in your day, that's a good place to go.
And that's in Rhinelander?
Around there.
Around Rhinelander. Did you say East Bearskin Lake?
Yes. I believe it's two lakes that are kind of split.
There has to be a west Bearskin Lake.
I believe so.
You're calling one of them east, right? Okay. Well, that's cool. That's a gorgeous. That's the same. We did the question the other day. Where does up north start? That's both of these, Big Stone and Bearskin, are both definitely up north.
Definitely.
But some people might say Lake Winnebago. I guess you could say Lake Michigan or Superior. Technically, they're touching Wisconsin, but I like the inland lakes. There's something so serene about them and the trees surrounding the lake, and it's just more contained. And that's what I loved about Big Stone Lake in the Three Lakes area. It was big enough to water ski on. I never really did because I was a bad water skier, but you could go tubing. We did lots of that. There was all kinds of, it was big enough to do that, but it wasn't huge. You didn't get the big waves, and running off the pier was like the greatest thing ever. We would just do that all day. So, Share with us, folks. Be part of the show. What is your favorite Wisconsin lake or body of water? I know a lot of people where I live, they do a lot of stuff on the Peshtigo River. They ski. There's all kinds of tubing and stuff like that, fishing on the Peshtigo River as well. I know there's lots of fishing holes up near Marinette Peshtigo. You could even, if your favorite body of water is a little fishing hole, that's okay too. There just has to be water involved. So let us know. That is our nightlight question of the night. Hope everybody is having a great Friday. I have to read this because our pal Bud from Janesville texted us over the night. He listens to the rebroadcast from 4 to 6 a.m. And he was referring to last night's guest, Steve Cochran. And he said, I love Steve Cochran. Exclamation point. I listened to him on WGN from the moment he started to the moment he was told to shut up and leave the building. He unfortunately knew that, quote, hand signal. Love your show, Bud from Janesville. He's referring to the hand signal. Dom was giving me hand signals last night, but I didn't understand what he said. I was looking. I didn't know if he was telling me to talk or shut up. So we had a laugh about that. And then Steve Cochran was on the line at the same time. And he goes, I've gotten a lot of hand signals from my bosses in radio. And I forgot to give Steve a plug last night. So check out at Cochran Show. Steve's website. I think you can listen to his show there as well, but he's got lots of fun stuff and he's got podcasts too, which he's asked me to be on in a couple weeks. And it's called Anything But Politics, which is kind of what we do here for the most part. So great to have Steve on the show last night. Thank you for the text, Bud. So you said, all right, Caddyshack, this is a big anniversary today because Caddyshack dropped today, which was probably also a Friday in 1980. Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, Brian Murray, Ted Knight, Rodney Dangerfield, just a fantastic cast and one of the iconic movies of my childhood. I was not a good golfer. I played golf a little bit, but I loved everything about Caddyshack. So that's a big anniversary today. So if you want to chime in, if you want to share something about Caddyshack, whatever it is, folks, throughout the course of the show, it's great to hear from you guys. So you're always welcome to comment on whatever we're talking about tonight. I think my favorite Caddyshack character, it's probably a toss-up between, you know what? I was going to say it's a toss-up between Ty Webb, played by Chevy Chase, and Carl, played by Bill Murray, but I'm going to break that tie and say Ted Knight, Judge Smales, because I feel like he gets as many laughs in that movie as anybody. And that line when they're in the pro shop, Rodney Dangerfield says, oh, this is the worst-looking hat I've ever seen. When you buy a hat like this, I bet they give you a free bowl of soup. And he looks over and Ted Knight is wearing the hat. Maybe my favorite part of the whole movie. Beautiful stuff. So also, all right, you showed me also, Aaron, let's try to get to this before the break. I was reading today about how Trey Parker and Matt Stone had to fight to get that episode, the season premiere of season 27, South Park, on the air. Paramount, who had just fired Stephen Colbert, kept telling them no. And they showed showed junk on the air. But what allowed them to do that was they put eyes on it and made it a character.
And they had a talk.
And I don't know how much I can say here. I've been told I can have a little leeway because I'm on at night. But it's incredible that the stuff, and I've never even come close to being in rooms like those guys are. But what I've seen them shut down compared to what they got on the air is mind-blowing. And at Comic-Con, they said that they went back and forth with Paramount for 4 days saying, and Paramount would say, you're not putting this on. And they were like, we are putting that on, back and forth. They just paid these guys $1.5 billion. And Parker and Stone won. And they got on what they might, their concession might have been putting eyes on it and giving it a voice.
Also, it moves in a very disjointed way. It is clearly, you know, they could make the case that it's a creature. It's not actually a finger.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, those guys are brilliant writers, but just to get that through the studio system and get it on the air, I don't know if people understand what a challenge that had to have been, even for guys with an established track record like the South Park guys. It was fascinating. It was a fascinating read. All right. What is your favorite Wisconsin body of water or lake, river, fishing hole, whatever? Let us know. 855-752-4842. Let us know on the app. You can share your favorite Caddyshack character with us, too, if you like. This is Nightlight with Peach Wobble. We're coming back reading your texts on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome into Rafters Baseball on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. And, oh, man, we are ready for a good one tonight. The Rafters taking on the division-leading Wausau Woodchucks, 15-3-1. And their last loss coming against the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, of course, a few games ago. So the Rafters hoping to get back on the right track. They did drop the game last night, however, and hoping to get back with a win here at Witter Field. And this season at home, the Rafters have done a good job taking on the Wausau Woodchucks and looking to split the season series at Witter Field. The Rafters 2-3 at home against the Woodchucks, and if they can get the win here, they'll move to 3-3. That's what they want before the end of the season. Last home game against the Woodchucks and hoping for some revenge after a tough 17-4 loss last night. 15 unanswered runs from the Woodchucks from the sixth inning onward, and man, they just had a great job of offense going up against the Rafters bullpen. But the offense early had the lead. It was 4-2 for the Rafters up to the early part of the game. Jake Beauchesne and Eric Harper each hit homers for the Rafters, although it wasn't enough. Looking at tonight's matchup on the mound, Tristan Krusenberry, the righty, is back on the mound for the Rafters, making his sixth start of the season. And man, he has been good as of late for the Rafters. He's taken on the righty Zach Wyatt, who his last time out, it was a quality start, six innings, allowing just one earned run. So two very hot pitchers right now, looking to keep it rolling at Witter Field. We'll see if they can. Pre-game interview comes up next, and we'll have Harrison Garrett joining us on the show. Glad to have him joining for the pre-game interview and get to talk to him about his time here, not just in Wisconsin Rapids, but all throughout the summer and his baseball career. It's certainly been a whirlwind for him. Excited to share that interview with you, and that comes up next. This is the Rafters pregame show on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Hello and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me on the show, it's Harrison Garrett. And Harrison, off to a strong start to the season, getting on base quite a lot in these first three games for you, and glad to have you joining us on the show here. It's been quite the ride for you this summer, and finally ending up back in the Northwoods League here in Wisconsin Rapids. How have things felt for you now trying to get settled into a routine?
It's been a wild rush. It was a long drive up here. I'm just trying to get my feet under me and get going. As of late, I've been getting hit a lot, so you know that's tough to start, but I'm just keeping my head down and working through it.
Well, the hit-by-pitches are certainly getting you on base, mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's only so much you can complain Over 800 on-base percentage mm-hmm. to start off the season. Only two times retired. That's pretty impressive.
Yep.
You know, you look back at your career, and especially in the Northwoods League, you were an on-base machine last year in Thunder Bay in your few games up there. Is that kind of your focus when you go up to the plate, is just work on base any way that you can?
Yeah, that's my main goal is just to help the team, you know, whichever way possible, whether that's walks, hits, moving the runner over any way I can. You know, I just want to grind the at-bats out and give us the best chance to win every time I get up there.
Well, you talk about giving your team the best chance to win. Playing catcher is maybe the biggest defensive position on the team out there. I think that's such a focal point when it comes to looking at defenses for squads. When you mm-hmm. look at your defense, what are you kind of looking at to continue to improve, and what do you think are some of the strengths to your game behind the plate?
Some of my strengths, I think, would definitely be my pitch calling and the way we go about the game. I tell the pitchers, listen, throw your stuff, rip it, throw it as hard as you can. I'm going to keep it in front, and let's just work off your stuff. So I think my defense is, I'm very vocal. I let everybody know whether it's in or out. I'm always communicating, making sure everybody knows what we're doing. So I feel like we're going to be okay in that aspect tonight.
Yeah, and you look at your career, obviously you've been a lot of different places and ending up here in Wisconsin Rapids. Last year in Thunder Bay, you did get some Northwoods League experience mm-hmm. there. How are you kind of hoping to use that experience to get you back on the right foot here early in your start to your career in Wisconsin Rapids?
Yeah, the experience in Thunder Bay is invaluable because I got all my nerves out the way, I got all my firsts out the way, getting some of those first AB, first hit, first walk, all those things, getting them out the way, playing in front of the big crowds. I'm very thankful for my time in Thunder Bay. But, you know, I feel like it's helped me so much here, leap and bounds, because I'm way more comfortable. I feel way better in the box. And, you know, just having that experience being in here for the second year is huge. It's a big helper.
Yeah, and I know I was talking to you earlier about, you know, previously here to Wisconsin Rapids. Tough summer, kind of moving all around. I mean, kind of break down that experience for
you. Yeah, it's been a crazy, crazy summer for me. I started out in the Coastal Plains League on a temporary contract. I got extended for another week, so I stayed in Macon for about 15 games. I went home, picked up a little bit in the Smoky Mountain League, then I went out to the Old North State League, played in the Old North State League until last Tuesday. I left last Tuesday, made it here in Wisconsin Thursday, and been chugging ever since. It's been a long summer.
I'm impressed you still know the days of the week.
Yeah.
I have trouble here, and I've been here the whole summer.
Yeah. You lose track of time quick.
Well, obviously, with, you know, all that moving around, it's kind of tough to build up that chemistry mm-hmm. with a team, but
you know, you've got experience now trying to make that quick transition over. Coming into the Northwoods League here and with a brand new team, you're getting to know a bunch of different guys, a bunch of new pitchers trying to figure out what are their best pitches.
Yep.
How has that been for you already having tried it a couple of other times, getting to know a new squad?
The nice thing about being a catcher my whole career has been learning these kinds of things and how to push different people, and some people need, you know, they need to be built up. It's just really about communicating. I'm really an outgoing guy, so I love getting to meet everybody, figure out what they like throwing. But I really just want to make sure we throw it how they like to throw it. So I'm not getting anybody off their game. Everybody feels comfortable, and we're giving ourselves the best chance to win.
Well, it seems like you're having a good time here in Wisconsin Rapids. How has it been, you know, outside of the game of baseball for you?
It's been incredible. I got an amazing host family. This place is beautiful. The Rapids are gorgeous. I mean, everything couldn't be any better.
Well, it sounds like a lot of compliments to the city and, of course, your time here. Hopefully, it's going to continue that way for the rest of the summer. That's really all the questions that I've got for you. Anything else that you want to add?
No, sir. Go Rapids.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Once again, that was Harrison Garrett joining us on the Rafters pregame show. We're going to go ahead and step aside, and when we come back, it's time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Everybody, and welcome into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you so much for joining us today as the Rafters get ready to take on the Wausau Woodchucks in the second game of a home and home series. The Rafters do still have two more games against the Woodchucks, but both of them are going to be on the road at the Borough later in the season. But right now, the Rafters hoping to get back on the right track. Yesterday, the late innings did not go the way that the Rafters were hoping for, and hoping to turn that around, they're going to be turning to Tristan Krusenberry back on the mound. And Krusenberry, man oh man, I mentioned his last few starts have been great. He's got a 2.31 ERA over his previous three appearances, and that includes a quality start back three appearances ago. He's started two of those three games. The other game, it was a perfect eighth inning of relief for him in which he got two strikeouts in. So pretty good for him, and he's taking on a difficult Wausau Woodchucks batting order. On the other side, Zach Wyatt takes the mound for the Woodchucks, and Wyatt, another righty who comes from the University of Montevideo, a right-handed pitching sophomore from Pelham, Alabama. He's got a 4.99 ERA, and mentioned it his last time out, a quality start. He's got three consecutive quality starts for the Woodchucks.
He's allowed a combined 5 earned runs over 18 innings his last 3 starts. He is a perfect 3-0 in those games as well, and he's got 15 strikeouts in those 18 innings. So he has certainly been looking good, and he is dialed in, looking to take on the Rafters batting lineup. Let's take a look at the visitors batting order. First, though, Noah Malone leads off in right field. Christian Smith-Johnson, he bats second in center field. Dylan Schlotterbeck is the third batter, and he is the third baseman. Max Solis batting cleanup, he's at catcher. Dom Rodriguez bats fifth at first base. Batting sixth, it's Hunter Carlson, the DH. Batting seventh is Zach Knowlton, the left fielder. Keegan is the second baseman, batting eighth. And Jake Berkland, he closes out the order at shortstop. Taking a look at the starting defensive alignment on the Tristan Crusenberry with Harrison Garrett, our pregame guest of the show. He is behind the plate. Back over at first base, it's Landon Gaz. Second is Madden Akko. Third is Luke Skinner. Short is Eric Harper. In the outfield, left is Monum. Center is Beauchesne, and right is Kobayashi. First pitch at 6:35 p.m. It misses high for ball number one, and Noah Malone up at the plate, the right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Crusenberry on the mound. 1-0 count is called a strike on the outside edge. Great payoff from Tristan Crusenberry, who is looking to carry over his strong performance into this one. But as I previously mentioned, Wausau, a very, very good batting order, and it starts off about as hot as you can get with Noah Malone, who is second in the Northwoods League in OPS, and one of the best hitters that you're going to see. 1-2 count, misses in the dirt, and bounces all the way to the Rafters dugout, picked up by Tom Zaglowski, Rafters manager, a.k.a. Ziggy, in his first season with the Rafters, and not going the way that he's been hoping for, but talked with him a little bit, and he's mentioned it's just a learning curve as this one is smoked out towards left field at the warning track. Monum is there, and he makes the catch for out number one. Oh, man, thought Malone for a second was going to have his sixth home run of the season against the Rafters, but not able to get it there as the wind was pushing out from left to right. Not a good day for right-handed hitters, and Malone proves that with a deep flyout. Brings up Christian Smith-Johnson with the bases empty and one away in the top of the first, tied 0-0. And Tristan Crusenberry, not a strikeout pitcher, is the first one to Smith-Johnson. Misses low for ball number one. And you see that from his previous appearances. In his last 3 games, he's totaled 6 strikeouts over 11 and two-thirds innings. It's about one strikeout every 2 innings. 1-0 count, misses away. Now 2-0 to Smith-Johnson. And Crusenberry, he doesn't need the strikeouts to get batters retired. Able to do it a lot of different ways as the 2-0 count once again barely misses outside. 3-0 the count, and nibbling around the strike zone here, Crusenberry trying to get some weak contact, but now just throws one down the middle. Fastball in there, 3-1 the count. And Smith-Johnson, another dangerous hitter in this batting order, batting 343 on the season. 3-1 count, taken high for ball number four. And that's a one-out walk to one of the Northwoods League leading RBI hitters. Brings up Dylan Schlotterbeck, who is even higher in RBIs this season. 47 RBIs on the year for Dylan Schlotterbeck. Right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Crusenberry on the mound. One away and a runner on first, tied at 0 in the top of the first. The Rafters looking to take down the division-leading Wausau Woodchucks and get out of the cellar right now as the first pitch is blocked. And Harrison Garrett doing a good job to stand up and make sure that Smith-Johnson stays over there on first base. Christian Smith-Johnson, a.k.a. CSJ or SJ, I'll call him both throughout the broadcast. He is a speedster on the pads. 1-0 count. This one's hit pretty well out towards left center field. On the run in center field, it's at the warning track and bounces off of the glove of Jake Beauchesne in center field. Had it in his grasp but couldn't hang on, and it drops to the outfield grass for a one-out hit. Well, we'll see if it officially does go down as a hit. Either way, it will put runners on first and second, officially an E8. And Runners on first and second, only one out in the top of the first, still tied at zero. And both runners taking off. Smith Johnson in the lead. Garrett can't get it cleanly as it missed in the dirt. And both runners will take off with stolen bases. A double steal there. And now two runners in scoring position. Nobody on first base with one out in the top of the first. 1-0 the count to Max Solis, the right-handed hitting catcher. He grounds one over to short, picked up by Harper, throws to first. It's in time for the 6-3 putout, but it is an RBI thanks to the double steal as Christian Smith-Johnson comes home to score and Dylan Schlotterbeck advances to third base. That's what makes the speed on the base paths so important there. Because if they hadn't had the double steal, then you would have ended up seeing a runner on first base and likely a double play on that ball. It was a very easy double play ball if there had been a man on first. But instead, there's a runner on third and two away and a 1-0 Woodchucks lead in the top of the first. First pitch to Dom Rodriguez misses high for ball number one. A 1-0 count, and Rodriguez, the right-handed hitting first baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup with Crusenberry. The 1-0 count on the way home misses outside. Now 2-0 the count. And the Woodchucks today, they are wearing their light gray uniforms with the navy sleeves and the lettering navy blue with a light green outline. Very clean jerseys. 2-0 count misses low. Now 3-0. And the Rafters, on the other hand, they're wearing those nice home whites. One of my favorite uniforms that you get to see, an everyday uniform at the very least. I did mention earlier in the year how I think the halfway to Halloween, the blackout jerseys, oh man, those were nice. 3-0 count gets a swing and a miss from Rodriguez. A little bit surprised to see him swinging there on a low fastball, but hey, Crusenberry able to get the swing and a miss, so now 3-1. He'll take it. Runner still on third base, and Rodriguez, a dangerous hitter, batting .377 on the year. Hasn't had the same success against the Rafters, though. 3-1 count, grounded over to the left side of the infield. Harper's there. Long throw from the shortstop hole over to first in time. Picked up by Landon Gaz. It's a 6-3 putout to take us through the top of the first. One run came across for the Woodchucks, however, and that was on no hits, one error, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. It's 1-0 Woodchucks here on WFHR with Scott.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Midstate Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Hiroto Kobayashi gets the Rafters offense started in the bottom of the first inning, and the right-handed hitting outfielder has been red hot here as of late. After starting the season off a little rough, his last 20 games have been significantly better, and hoping to keep that rolling here against the Woodchucks. First pitch from Zach Wyatt hits the lower outside corner for strike number one. Talked about how good Zach Wyatt's looked as of late, and he's going to try and carry that over against a Rafters lineup that has been up and down, to say the least, as the 0-1 count misses outside, 1-1 the count. And you look at the Rafters' season, you've had certain games where they just explode and everything works for the offense. But they've had some games where they're not able to get that going. Grounder over to shortstop, picked up, throw over to first is in time. It's a 6-3 putout to take care of the Rafters' leadoff man. Brings up Kareem Arusevic with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the first. A 1-0 Woodchucks lead, and the Rafters struggling here in the second half of the season and trying to turn it around, but the Woodchucks going to be a tough team to do that against. In the second half, the Rafters 5-16, the Woodchucks 15-3-1. Arusevic at the plate takes the first pitch for ball number one, but he did show bunt on that one before pulling back. Now 1-0 the count, and Arusevic, a left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Wyatt on the mound. 1-0 count coming home. He full swings here, sends it out to center field. Smith Johnson over, and he misjudges it. It lands and bounces off of his glove. Now the right fielder coming over to pick it up, and Malone throws it in, but it's going to be a double with one out for Arusevic. Kareem Arusevic getting the Rafters offense rolling here, and it brings up Jake Beauchesne with a man in scoring position and one out in the bottom of the first. 1-0 Woodchucks lead, and well, I'm noticing something right now looking at the base coaches. Over on first base, Eric Robles as normal, but on third base, Manny Silva is the Rafters' third base coach today. Not often there. Usually it's Ziggy, the Rafters manager. But we'll see what happens. 1-0 the count to Beauchesne, and that gets fouled back to bring it even at 1-1. Jake Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting center fielder tonight. He's kind of played all around the outfield. Made the error back in the first inning. He has struggled a little bit defensively in the outfield this season. 1-1 count coming home. Misses outside. Bounces away from Solis. And taking off for third is Arusevic. Now a 2-1 count. And a man on third base for the Rafters. Sacrifice is in order. And Beauchesne just got to get one up in the air after the wild pitch there. Beauchesne a 2-1 count. Righty-righty matchup with Wyatt. And Beauchesne had a home run in the game yesterday. Grounds one down the third baseline, but foul. 2-2 the count. Rafters had two home runs yesterday. One from Beauchesne, one from Harper. Both of them had multi-hit games. They were the only Rafters with two or more hits. Each of them went 2-for-4. 2-2 count coming home, and it misses low for ball number three. Now a full count to Beauchesne. And this is one of the things that makes him so dangerous. But not just that. I mean, he's been dangerous specifically against the Woodchucks this year. Beauchesne in five games, batting .400 with three home runs. 3-2 count is popped up, though, and looks like Wyatt might have got the better of him. He calls it off, but now the first baseman says, no, I got this, as Rodriguez is under it and makes the play for out number two. Brings up Madden Ocko with a man on third and two away in the bottom of the first. Still a one-run lead for the Woodchucks. And Madden Ocko will step into the batter's box. Ocko, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. Ocko batting .302 on the season, looking to keep his strong year going. And the first pitch to him misses inside for ball number one. One of the better Rafters hitters all year long. He's been very consistent. That's kind of been his key. 1-0 the count, man on third still. Pitch coming home, breaking ball in there for a strike. Now 1-1 the count. And situationally, looking at the Rafters this year with runners in scoring position and two outs, they're batting just .241. We'll see if Ocko can come up in the clutch here, though, as the pitch misses inside for ball number two, a 2-1 count. Of course, you're looking for a hit in this situation. A walk doesn't do you all too much. And specifically with two outs and runners in scoring position, Madden Ocko batting 346 this year. Grounds one to the left side of the infield. Third baseman is there, picks it up off a hop, throws to first, and it's in time for the 5-3 putout, and that takes care of the Rafters' threat in the bottom of the first. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the top of the second. It is 1-0 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Krusenberry back to work in the top of the second inning, and Krusenberry, you look at his previous appearances, and really, it's been getting through that first inning that's been the biggest deal for him. Once he's able to work through the first, he starts to get in a bit of a rhythm and looks really, really good. We're going to see if he can continue that here into the top of the second. He allowed just the one run in the top of the first, and first pitch is lined out towards right field, and it lands in front of Kobayashi. He picks it up off a hop and throws it back in. It's a leadoff single for Hunter Carlson to start off the top of the second for the Woodchucks. And Hunter Carlson appearing in his first game against the Rafters, and you look at Carlson for the Woodchucks and hasn't played all too much. Obviously, this is the first time the Rafters are seeing him. It's his third game in a Woodchucks uniform as the first pitch to Zach Knowlton misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Knowlton, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with Krusenberry and a man on first with nobody out in the top of the second. 1-0 Woodchucks lead. That pitch again misses. Now 2-0 the count to Knowlton. And Knowlton on the season, batting 272, pickoff move back to first, and it bounces in front of Gaz, but he blocks it with his body and keeps it from getting away. So still a 2-0 count to Knowlton. Knowlton coming over from Central Michigan University, trying to get this Woodchucks offense rolling along. They did score the one in the top of the first, and the 2-0 count called on the outside edge for a strike. Now 2-1 the count. Back in the first inning, it was an unearned run as Christian Smith-Johnson came around to score on the RBI from Max Solis, but only was in scoring position because of the error. Grounder over to the right side. That sneaks on through into right field, and Kobayashi up close enough to keep Carlson over on second base. Back-to-back singles from the Woodchucks have men on first and second with nobody out in the top of the second inning. Mentioned it earlier, Krusenberry is definitely a pitch-to-contact kind of guy. A right-hander who is trying to go deeper and deeper into games. That's his focus right now. First pitch on the way home. It's a bunt placed down the third base line. Reaching foul. It'll be picked up by Garrett, and he nearly throws it away, but a good pick by Matanako. It was nearly in foul territory, but Garrett tried to pick it up and throw it to first, and maybe not the right decision there, but Now the bases are loaded with three straight singles from the Woodchucks. Keegan Jerschle getting on base, and they are loaded with nobody out. Jake Birkeland at the plate, the right-handed hitting shortstop. First pitch misses high for ball number one, and Krusenberry going to have to be careful here. Three straight hits, and after not allowing a hit in the first inning, Woodchucks have started seeing him a little bit better. Krusenberry fires away, a grounder high over towards third. Skinner's there, he throws it home, tried to throw it back to first, couldn't get the double play, but they will get the lead runner. A 5-2 fielder's choice, and Jake Birkeland does reach first safely, so not a double play, but that was a big out at the plate from the Rafters. Hunter Carlson out at the dish as Zach Knowlton now replaces him at third. Keegan Jerschle is on second, and Jake Birkeland is on first. One away in the top of the second inning, and maybe most importantly, a double play is in order for the Woodchucks. Noah Malone at the plate, however, he is going to be a tough man to double up. The right-handed hitting right fielder up for the second time this game, the leadoff batter in the order. First pitch to him, right down the middle for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Malone, he flew out to left field back in his first plate appearance, starting off the game, and second time to see Tristan Krusenberry. Krusenberry brings the leg up and fires home, but it misses low and away. Ball number one, now a 1-1 count, and Malone has just decimated the Rafters this season. I mean, he's decimated a lot of teams, but specifically the Rafters. In six games this year, he is batting .538 entering today. A .1779 OPS and five home runs. And that, back in the first inning, there was wind blowing from left to right that kept the ball in the park. Mike Monahan over there in left field was at the wall when he made the catch. Now the wind has died down a little bit, but blowing more from center field back to home plate. 1-1 the count. This one's hit up the middle. That's an RBI. Here comes one run. Here comes another. Rounding second and going to third. And now Malone is going to advance to second on the throw. It's a two RBI single for Noah Malone that makes this a 3-0 game in the top of the second. And those runs are going to be earned against Tristan Krusenberry, his first two earned runs allowed of the game, fourth hit of the second inning, and it brings up Christian Smith-Johnson with runners on second and third, and one out in the top of the second. Three-run lead for the Woodchucks, first pitch on the way to CSJ, misses high and tight for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Zach Knowlton scoring from third, while Keegan Jerschle scored from second on Malone's RBI. 1-0 the count coming home. It is called away for ball number two. Now 2-0 to do SJ. Jake Birkeland is now over at third base. Showing off the wheels there. Forced the throw to third, and that allowed Malone to follow him up at second. 2-0 the count. It's popped straight back and out of play. 2-1 the count. Christian Smith-Johnson up for the second time this game. He walked back in the first inning, and guy from Texas A&M Corpus Christi, a lot of Rafters fans are going to remember him from the first half of the year when it was him and Noah Ruiz battling it out for the RBI crown for about the first half of that half, as this one is grounded to the right side of the infield. Akko can't field it. It's off his glove. Here comes another two runs to score. It's a two RBI single for Christian Smith-Johnson, and that makes this a 5-0 ball game. Tough play for Akko to make as he was pushed in on the infield and tried to reach out and grab it, but it popped off of his glove, and that kind of killed the momentum of it as well, which allowed both runners to advance. So now a man on first, and still only one out, a 5-run Woodchucks lead, and the first pitch now to Dylan Schlotterbeck, called for strike number one, an 0-1 count, and the Rafters already down on the scoreboard. The Woodchucks offense, man, oh man, it has dominated the Rafters this season. 0-1 count, runner taking off. Garrett thought about throwing down, then hesitated, threw it down anyway, but That's a stolen base for Christian Smith-Johnson. Second steal of the game, and he continues to rise in his stolen base numbers on the season. I mean, he has shown off this speed for sure this year. That was his 35th stolen base of the year. He's been caught just twice. 0-1 count coming home. That one misses high. Sorry, that was a 1-1 count. Now a 2-1 count. And Dylan Schlotterbeck, right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with a man on second and one away in the top of the second. 2-1 count coming home. It's hit up the middle. Krusenberry's there, and now he's got Smith-Johnson in a pickle between third and second. Over at third, Skinner flips it back to second, and they got him. It goes 1-5-4 on the putout, and Dylan Schlotterbeck only goes to first base. So takes care of Christian Smith-Johnson. And second out of the top of the second, still 5-0 Woodchucks. Man on first base is Schlotterbeck, and it brings up the right-handed hitting catcher, Max Solis. And Solis, the right-hander from the University of Kansas, takes the first pitch for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and earlier in the game, he ended up grounding out 6-3, but it was an RBI as there's a pickoff move back to first base, and Schlotterbeck dives safely back into the bag. 0-1 the count. Krusenberry looking to work through this inning. 0-1 coming home, and the pitch in there for strike number two. Now an 0-1.